I'm 11 years old, and I'm invisible. I am sitting at my desk in my classroom on a perfect autumn afternoon, Friday, October 19th, 1962. My desk is in the farthest row next to the windows. I squint into the sunshine and watch a brilliant gold leaf fall from a spindly old tree by the sidewalk. And then I open Makers of America to page 47 because it's social studies time. I love social studies, love everything about it, and most of all, I love to read aloud. Mrs. Rodriguez, my teacher, has skipped me twice this week. Twice! When we read out loud during social studies, going down each row, desk after desk. I am determined not to let that happen again. Mrs. Rodriguez wears square shoes with thick soles and glasses on a beaded string around her neck. After conferences last week, I heard Mom describe her to Daddy as thick-waisted. Her fingers are the strong, blunt kind that put me in mind of my grandmother, Miss Maddie, who runs a store in Mississippi and is always hauling around boxes of boots or barrels of pickles. Miss Maddie's fingernails are cut straight across, but Mrs. Rodriguez has short, pointed nails that look like little triangles. I thought she liked me. When we practiced duck and cover under our desks the first week of school, my headband popped off my head, and I didn't even try to retrieve it. I just kept my head down and let my hair fall all over my face. Mrs. Rodriguez complimented me right in front of everyone and told me I was a perfect turtle. "Carol," she says now, "will you begin, please, at the top of page 47? Carol's desk is in front of mine, on the front row. She begins reading. Enemy Indians attacked the marching men as they made their way through the wilderness. Fever laid many of them low, but they were not men to turn back. Day after day, they pressed on. At last, after 3 weeks, Balboa's Indian guide told him that if he would climb to the top of the mountain just ahead, he could look over to that other sea. Only a third of the Spaniards were strong enough to attempt the climb with their leader. But at the break of day, those men set out from the forest toward the bare mountaintop. We're getting to the good part, I read ahead. And I'm so determined not to be skipped again that I dangle myself over my desk as Carol reads. Then I incline sideways, like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, in an effort to make sure Mrs. Rodriguez sees me. I crook one foot around my chair leg for ballast. This is a slow and subtle maneuver. Thank you, Weird Wealth Jr. I don't want the other kids to notice me, while at the same time, I imagine Mrs. Rodriguez spotting me and saying, "Heavens to Murgatroyd, Franny! You are the best read-alouder in the entire fifth grade, and somehow I missed calling on you all week! Go ahead, dear. Read away. Read twice." Instead, Mrs. Rodriguez says, "Thank you, Carol. Jimmy, pick it up, please." I slump against the back of my chair like a lump of biscuit dough. I am thunderstruck, sick to my stomach. This makes 3 times Mrs. Rodriguez has jumped right over me. She must be doing it on purpose. She must be. Here I am, all set to read the part where Balboa tops the mountain rise and discovers a mighty ocean on the other side, but Jimmy Epps gets to read the heroics. And he's a moron. All right, he's not a moron. I don't know what he is. I barely know him. But he's not a good reader. I know that. I start to raise my hand to protest, to stick up for myself, but I can't. Even after 2 whole years in this school, I still feel too shy to speak up. I just don't have it in me. Jimmy, who picks his nose at recess, doesn't sound the tiniest bit heroic. He can't pronounce Isthmus of Panama. He stumbles all over the entire isthmus, and I get to read nothing, nothing, in the entire social studies period. Again. I stop paying attention. I pull a thread out of my sweater and start knotting it in a half hitch, the way Uncle Otz taught me. Kids drone on, one after another, in order down the neat, straight rows, but I no longer hear them. Why does Mrs. Rodriguez hate me? Why? It makes my heart hurt like it's a wash rag and Mrs. Rodriguez has just wrung it out and slapped it against the side of the sink.